introducing the Miner team and how I've put together a team without hiring anyone.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, to episode number 142. Thank you very much for tuning in. As always, I really do appreciate your time and your attention today. And today, I'm talking about teams and my team, the Miner team, as I've called it, my cheesy little name. I quite like that little play on words there. What do you think? Miner team, it's my surname, Miners, Miner, small team. Do I need to explain this anymore? Anyway, this is actually quite funny. I was thinking about writing a post like this, and it's funny because I've always sort of considered myself to be a solo operator, a solopreneur, and I just work by myself. But sort of without even realizing, I've slowly put together a team over the last kind of couple of years as I've slowly worked with more and more people and leaned on more people for help and support, and without really realizing, I now seem to have a team of people that I work with, which is really great because I have been pretty busy recently. I've got quite a few projects on, client work, I've got an SEO audit on the way, I'm migrating email providers, and it's been great having people like my developer Andrew, my virtual assistant Angeline to help me with a lot of these things. So that's what I'm talking about today. If you want to read the corresponding blog post or see links about anything I'm talking about today, you can find that at paulminers.com/142. So to add a little bit of context or history that will lead up to this, in the past, as you may have heard me talk about, I've always been pretty open about the fact that I don't really want to scale or grow my business. If in 5 years from now I'm kind of in the same place as where I am right now and I'm still enjoying my work, I wouldn't really have any issue with that. And to be clear, like, I still do what I can to be more efficient and earn more. My goal is to kind of grow without sacrificing time or freedom. And I think a lot of ways, the way I look at it, you know, growth often results in reduced freedom and flexibility, which is the main reason most of us get into business in the first place. So you have to be careful with how you manage that growth, because if you hire lots of people to support that growth, it can reduce your freedom. And so in my consulting business, one of the ways to grow would be to hire more people to come and to work with me, so I can take on more client work, and then I wouldn't really do any consulting. I would just kind of manage the work. People would do the job for me. And I don't really have any interest in doing this for a couple of reasons. Number one, I enjoy my work. I enjoy the consulting and the clients that I get to work with. So why would I employ other people to do the thing that I enjoy, leaving me with just admin? Number two, just because you hire a team doesn't mean you're guaranteed to grow. You're increasing overhead. You now have these, you know, salaries or wages you need to pay, but it doesn't guarantee you're going to grow. And number three is I don't want the responsibility of managing and paying for a team. And that's this last point is a biggie. If I employ even just one person to do consulting for me or to help me, I now have to pay a salary regardless of how much revenue I bring in. And so this fixed cost, this overhead, it's a fixed expense that you have to pay each month regardless of your sales volume. And so hiring employees is usually one of the biggest liabilities a business can have. And so sure, like hiring someone to do the consulting for me would free up my time, but in order to justify that expense, you need to cover the cost of that employee, but actually not just cover the cost, you really need to earn additional income that you can't generate on your own to really make it worth it. Otherwise, it's kind of not worth the hassle in the first place. And personally, I don't want or need this added pressure. I like kind of having my expenses being pretty small, like my rent and my co-working space and that kind of thing. And then the most of the money I generate, I get to take home, which is great. Now, interestingly, when I started my full-time consulting journey, I actually met someone at the co-working space where I work, good friend of mine now, and we were at a similar level. He was sort of working on his own as well, and just like me, he had ambitions to grow. And over the next year, I watched as he hired a few people to work with him so he could take on more clients and just increase his capacity. But despite this, he wasn't taking home any more money at the end of the day. I caught up with him a few months ago, and he said, yeah, he'd hired lots of people. He increased his sales, actually, but he personally wasn't taking home any more money. His profit after all the expenses was about the same. And so all that work with no extra benefit was not really worth it. And so since then, he's now cut back, and he works with a few people, he's cut back on the people he was employing, has a smaller team now, and it's working much better for him. And so to talk about my approach to hiring, firstly, for a few years, I was very stubborn about all this. I was like, well, you know, I don't want to grow, so I'll do everything myself. And actually just, you know, I can save money by doing it myself. Why would I pay someone to do something that I can do? And sure, in the beginning, it's probably a good idea to do everything yourself so you can save money and learn about different parts of the business. But as I've grown, I've learned that I can't and shouldn't do everything myself. And now I'm at the point where to be more efficient or increase revenue, I need to get outside help. And over the last few years, I've started to lean more and more on people for support as I've built this little team, this minor team, as I like to call it, around me. And it's sort of happened, like I said, without realizing. And so now I work with everyone on a contract basis. This means that I simply pay people when I need them, and I'm not obligated to pay a wage or a salary every single month. I don't employ anyone. And there are no fixed expenses really for employees in my business. In fact, I'm not even an employee. Haley and myself, we're directors of our shareholders of our company, but we're actually not even employees. The business actually employs no one. I think technically, I might be getting that wrong. Anyway, so this is where I think this is where the world is headed. It's the same with how my clients pay me. You know, they pay me, a consultant like me, when they need help. Even if they pay a premium, this is often more cost effective than employing someone full time. And so that's how I work with my contractors. This episode of the Paul Miners podcast is sponsored by Text Expander. Now, Text Expander is a tool you've probably heard me talk about on the blog and podcast quite a lot already. It's one of my absolute favorite productivity tools, and here's why. First off, it makes storing expandable text like email templates and links super easy and convenient. This means you can quickly write emails or share links and spit out text anywhere on any device. Now, Text Expander is also ideal for teams. And with a Teams account, your common responses are accessible and searchable by everyone on the team. They can be written and edited by your best writers, and changes are pushed out to your team on the fly. I use Text Expander with my wife Haley, and I can update email responses and links that she frequently uses, and she doesn't even need to worry about making any changes. She just gets the change without even realizing. Using Text Expander, you can save a massive amount of time and improve your productivity in very tangible ways. Last month, for example, I saved over 4 hours just on typing using Text Expander. To learn more and to get started, head to textexpander.com/podcast and choose Paul Miners in the drop-down menu where it asks, "How did you hear about us?" And you can get a 30-day free trial and 20% off when you sign up. That's textexpander.com/podcast to get a free 30-day trial and save 20%. And thank you, Text Expander, for sponsoring the Paul Miners podcast. And so to talk to you about the team, firstly, there is me. I have to kind of start with myself. I almost didn't list myself as being part of the team, but I thought I should mention that it's worth explaining that the team is sort of structured in, it's not a hierarchical, vertical hierarchy sort of structure. The structure is more like a hub and spoke system with me in the middle, and I see everyone as sort of feeding out from me. They're all kind of support, they're all supporters of me, and they allow me to do what I do. And the business wouldn't run without me. I could stop working and parts of my business would keep going, but generally speaking, I need to be working to keep the business going. Everyone else kind of supports me, so I kind of view the business as this sort of hub and spoke system. And then there's my wonderful wife, Haley, who has helped me with part of my business over the last kind of 2.5-3 years or so. She started working with me when we went traveling in early 2017, and she worked with me full-time after she quit her job in September that year. And when Jay, our boy, came along October last year, she actually reduced her involvement in the business, and she now helps me for a few hours a week with things like email and content and some email marketing and things like that. So she's a great supporter, and completely aside from the stuff, the tangible stuff she does in the business, like email, she helps me in hundreds of other ways with just supporting me, you know, looking after Jay so that I can go to work and, you know, be the provider, and, you know, she helps with, you know, preparing lunches for me and all these little things that she does throughout the day. So she helps in many, many other ways, not just in the business as well. So she's a very, very important part of the Miner team. Then we have Angeline, who's my virtual assistant and who I've been working with for the last couple of months. And for years, I've really postponed hiring a VA, as it's just seemed like, oh, I just thought it would be so much work to find someone, teach them how to do things in the business. And boy, I just wish I'd met Angeline a few years ago. She has been an absolute godsend. As long as I give her clear instructions, she can do almost anything I ask. She is great. And I use Asana to assign work to Angeline when I have something for her to do. And I'll often record a video so I can explain a task or show myself doing something which I need Angeline to repeat. And I basically just purchase blocks of 20 hours worth of time from Angeline. She tracks how much time she spends spends on tasks, and it's basically like credit that I can dip into when I need her to do something. So it's a very sort of nice, flexible arrangement. And in the past, and even still to this day, I do struggle to let go. It's hard for me to give up control and let other people do things. I think that's just the control freak in me who wants to do everything and have things done a certain way. And this is one of the biggest things holding me back right now. And I'm going forward, I'm trying to push myself to outsource more and work with Angeline more. Next, we have Andrew, who's my developer. Andrew, I met at my co-working space. I've been working with him for about a year, and he helped me to optimize my site. But yeah, every few weeks or a couple of months, I'll ask Andrew to help with little bits of development stuff that I can't do on my website. And so recently, we've been doing this SEO audit. There's loads of technical stuff that he's been great doing, all that sort of technical stuff that I just can't do. And because Andrew works at the same co-working space as me, it's really handy to be able to go and chat with him in person if I need to. And Andrew, he just tracks the hours that he works, and I get a bill once a month. Sometimes when there's a big bit of work, he'll give me an estimate of the hours, just so I'm aware. And the thing I've noticed since starting to work with Andrew is that I'm able to do certain things that I previously would never have thought about. So for example, a few months ago, Andrew suggested we get the site optimized for Google AMP, which is basically something you can now do to get articles to load quicker in Google search results. And I was like, yep, Andrew just suggested we do this. And I was like, yep, sounds great. He did the work, and stuff like that I would have never thought to do on my own. And having Andrew suggesting those kind of things is great. I would never have thought of those. I've also just started working with Andrew and Asana as well. Before, we would kind of just use email, and it was all quite ad hoc, so we just use email or Slack. And so I suggested we started using Asana, and just so I can see everyone's work in one place, and that's been really great. And Andrew's been great at getting into Asana. Next, we have Kylie. She's another kind of virtual assistant that I have, who does one simple, specific job for me, which is when I get booked, when somebody books an introductory call to learn more about my consulting, she basically calls this person 24 hours before the appointment to confirm the booking. And I use Zapier to add the appointment details to a pipe drive for her. And it was actually my friend Chuck who came up with this idea. I was complaining about how people sometimes don't show up to their appointment. And so since working with Kylie, I've definitely found the number of no-shows has improved. And I really like the professionalism of having someone call and book that call. And so that's it. That's all she does. She's a mum, and she works part-time. And so the calls aren't a massive amount of work for her. And she kind of just fits them in throughout the day. So again, really nice sort of casual, flexible arrangement. Next, we have Jennifer. Jennifer is my accountant, works at a firm called Beanie. She's probably the person I've been working with the longest. From day one, I knew I was not going to be doing my own financial reports or tax returns. And Jennifer is an accountant that I pay. I basically pay an annual fee to do all my financial reports and returns for Haley and I. And throughout the year, I can call on Beanie or Angela to get help with Xero, which is our accounting platform. Jennifer has been with me the entire way, so she understands how my business has changed over the last few years. She gave me advice when I needed to change from a sole proprietorship to a limited liability company. She also helped me guide us when Haley quit her job and later went onto maternity leave. She helped with all that kind of the finances around that. And I would say if Jennifer ever left Beanie, the firm she's at, I would definitely go wherever she is, because she just knows my business and she's just been great to work with. Next, we have Thomas. Thomas is a freelancer that Haley found actually on Upwork to help with content, and specifically to write book summaries. I started writing summaries about 5 years ago, and people love them. However, as I've gotten busier and busier, I just couldn't find the time to summarize every book that I read. But I still wanted to publish summaries. And so Haley did these for me for a little while, but since she's now working, she's full-time kind of mum at home, really looking after the J. We now have Thomas helping produce the summaries. Haley kind of uploads them, but he does a lot of the writing, or most of the writing. And interestingly, I've never met Thomas. I've never had a conversation with him. Haley actually manages that entire process for me, which is great. But the quality of the summaries that he produces is fantastic. Even I would say better than what I was doing. So that's he's been great. And then finally, just sort of, there are other experts that I work with every now and then. Like occasionally I've worked with other contractors when I need just ad hoc support. So for example, recently I had this SEO audit done. I've had a contact here in New Zealand, so hired them to get some SEO work done. I've also used services like Clarity to connect with lawyers when I need legal advice. And so I'm slowly becoming more comfortable with letting go of control. I've learned that it's usually well worth getting an expert to help with stuff when you simply don't have time to do things on your own. And even if you do, it's often better to work with an expert who will likely do things better than you can anyway. And so I hope this today's episode gives you an interesting look behind the scenes around how I work. I have this image of kind of being, I think I portray this image of being a really productive person, but remember, like, I do have people supporting me. I'm not doing everything on my own. And if you're a solo operator like me, although I'm still not sure I can even use that term anymore, then I'd highly recommend doing a bit of an audit of your time, working out where you can lean on other people to free up some bandwidth. I've just slowly come to really, really appreciate my team. Just like, wow, like I needed to use these people a while ago. So please let me know what you think. If you have any thoughts, feedback, comments, questions, you can head on over to the show notes, paulminers.com/142. Leave me a comment. Thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you very much for listening to the Paul Miners Podcast. Two quick things before I go. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback, please leave me a review on iTunes. It really does mean a lot to me because it helps the show to get discovered so that more people can benefit from the content. And I would love your help getting the show out there. So please, if you have a minute, I would love a review on iTunes. And on that note, if you want to give me any more feedback, you can always reach out to me via my blog, leave me a comment, or if you're on my newsletter list, you can respond to any of my emails as well. I really do love hearing from my listeners and hearing what you want to learn about and getting your feedback. Number two, if you want to connect with me on a more regular basis, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP to learn about my membership options and how to get access to my private Slack community. This has typically been reserved for my high-end customers in the past, but I've opened it up for the first time. So head on over to the website, paulminers.com/VIP, to learn how you can get access to my private Slack channel, where you'll also get access to my complete library of book summaries as well. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.